Well, we are getting close to the end of the octave of Christmas, which ends on January the 1st, Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. Nevertheless, there are other saints that are permitted to be included into the calendar of these days. Of course, we saw on the 26th, the one that was the most important in the early church, St. Stephen, our patron, the proto-martyr after Pentecost. Then the 27th, the beloved disciple, St. John the Evangelist. Yesterday, a very, very great importance also, the Holy Innocents, which numbered probably in the hundreds. Little boys who were killed because Herod wanted to kill Jesus. And so he didn't know who he was, where he was, so he killed all the boys 2 years and under. And then today we celebrate another saint, and it's an unusual inclusion into the octave because even though he is very popular worldwide, he is not that important worldwide. Yet he is a saint, and he is a martyr. St. Thomas Becket, born in the very early part of the 12th century, St. Thomas served the Archbishop of Canterbury, who sent him to law school in Bologna, Italy, and Paris. And then he came back, and he ordained him a sub-deacon, eventually a deacon. But he was not considered a cleric as such, and he did not live a clerical life. As a matter of fact, his best friend was King Henry II. And they went about the whole of England living a very unholy life with booze and women and so forth. And then all of a sudden, when the king inherited the throne, his father having died, he decided that he was going to name this best friend of his the Archbishop of Canterbury, because that way he could control the church. Well, St. Thomas told him immediately, and of course that's important, honesty in relationships, in friendships, not to put on false fronts and lies. And he said, "Your Majesty, though we are friends, the minute you have me consecrated Archbishop, we will become not friends. You and I will be at each other's throats." And the reason, of course, was because the king wanted to take away from the church the tithe. And that's always been, in the first 1,000 years of the church, the tithe was a very, very important thing, because the tithe of the faithful was a lot of money. And the king wanted that money for himself. And that has not changed. And of course, today, a lot of people don't tithe, which is a mortal sin. But at the same time, the rulers exact horrendous taxes upon us, the citizens. So they don't need the tithe any longer. Anyway, this caused a great deal of animosity between the king and Thomas. So he started to persecute him, and so he went to France, where he stayed in two different monasteries. And then the Holy Father told him to go back to England and made him Archbishop of Canterbury. And he was also the Prime Minister of the kingdom. And so there was really a lot of conflict there. So he, of course, got rid of that. He became strictly the Archbishop of Canterbury. But still the problem of the tithe. And also immoral living. St. Thomas honestly put it up to the king. You are not doing what is supposed to be done. You are living an immoral life. And you still want the tithe, and you cannot get it, and I will not give it to you. So the king was desperate with him. And at a banquet, when he had had too much to drink, which was very common for him, he exclaimed in front of his knights, "Oh, is there not anyone who would rid me of this bothersome bishop?" And they listened for once. And so they went. It was the Vespers of December 29th, still the octave. And as the Archbishop was entering the altar to celebrate Vespers, one of the knights came up and with his retinue shouted out, "Where is the Archbishop?" And he turned around and says, "I am here." And then he said, "What do you want of me?" And they took the sword out and put it right through his skull. So in all the iconography, you always see St. Thomas a Becket with a sword on top of his head, because it was how he died. Immediately, he was hailed as a martyr, which he is, and he was canonized by the Pope. The king was excommunicated, which in those days they still did, and until peace reigned once again. So today, we celebrate the martyrdom of St. Thomas a Becket, December 29th, 1170 A.D. May he pray for us and pray for good, strong, faithful bishops. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.